Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Now it comes here to Fisher-Harris. And Fisher-Harris is brought down. He's now, that's Sinbin.
Go.
That's Sinbin. Off you go. But 13 on 11.
Go.
13 on 11. And what a shame. Cleary missed that kick from the sideline because they could have taken a penalty goal here. But
18 seconds.
18 seconds left. So the game finishes bizarrely 13 on 11. Tap by Corris out. Goes to Cleary. Cleary now, down the middle. Cleary's still going. Cleary's going to get there. Cleary scores, but they can't stop the clock. There's 10 seconds to go. It's over. Cleary. They've got to ignore the kick. Just say ignore the kick. He has. He has. They'll get a kick off. They will get a kick off. They will get one play for a miracle. This is like Parramatta Newcastle in 2001. Exactly the same thing happened. They had one play, Parramatta. 26-20.
Yep, this is it.
My God, what a bizarre finish. And it's 13 on 11, remember?
Yes.
So, Gertz, how should they kick off, Melt? Just go deep, or should they kick along the floor?
Yeah, they just kick deep, Dan, and they know they've just got one play to defend. So they just kick deep.
I'd go, if I was Melbourne, I'd go short and just try and smother the ball.
So how long left? Three seconds. Okay, well, there's no time for a tackle.
No.
Well,
what a try, though, by Nathan Cleary. Had to beat three or four to Melbourne defenders. Got back on the inside of Smith, was able to palm off Finucane.
So we got three Panthers on the 40-metre line, and that's it. The rest of them are all back, so they're clearly expecting a long kick. Could they go fancy and try and punch a little kick in the middle here?
It's no time for fancy, Dan. I think they've just got to hit it long and then chase hard.
Okay.
They're 13 on 11.
13 on 11. If Penrith miraculously took this to extra time, they'd have that advantage.
Oh, of course they would.
For a lot of the extra time period, or at least 13 on 12. Here we go. The final play of the grand final. And Smith does go conservative and long. They need one more play, Melbourne, to defend. There's the siren. Edwards throws it to Fisher-Harris. They're 90 metres out. They've got to get back, Penrith. They're all in front of him. Now pass to Luai. Hello, Luai. He takes on Lee. Passes back to Crichton. Crichton the kick out. Kick out throws a pass to nobody. Cleary takes it. Basketballs it back now to Fisher-Harris. They're still 90 metres out. Now it gets on to Martin in and away. Then on to Naden. Maddox pass is intercepted. Melbourne win the comp. Melbourne win the premiership. Kaufusi is the man that goes to ground. And the Melbourne Storm have done it again. The mighty Melbourne Storm. They were taking the distance, but they are the kings of rugby league. And they have done it through some extraordinary adversity in 2020.
Yep.
There's never been a premiership like this. And it is somewhat appropriate that one of the teams displaced is the team that will hold the trophy aloft in season 2020. They deserve it, but my goodness, they were given a scare at the end. And the Panthers, the 17-game winning streak comes to an end, and they will walk away from this game thinking, my God, what might have been. A horrific first half, and in the end, they were just out of touching distance. The Storm, they are the example, the epitome of excellence in our game. They and the Roosters, the standard bearers, but it's Melbourne's night. And Cam Smith, another trophy for him. And now all that's left is perhaps for an announcement on his future. But that'll come later. The Storm, they're used to this feeling. Premierships in 2012. 2017, way back in 1999, a couple of asterisk titles in 07 and 09, but grand final day, they are an almost permanent fixture. And the celebrations for the Storm, I've never seen celebrations like this from the Storm.
We've unbelievable.
Got Vunivalu has burst into tears. Yeah. Cam Smith has run 60 metres to embrace him. We've got just...
Wow, look at that. That's quite emotional, mate.
Oh, they had a year, didn't they? Yeah. Nelson and Sofa Solomona, and obviously Vunivalu with the incident starting with Bali. They went through at the start of the year, so they shared a nice moment there. But yeah, Cam Smith, I mean, celebrating Dan like it's his last premiership win,
mate,
would you say?
I'm telling you, there's something different about this.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.